This is the All One Nurse podcast, where we are bridging the gap between the stethoscope and the soul and getting back to the human side of healthcare.
Powered by Riverside.
Welcome back to the All One Nurse podcast, where I am your host, Chanel Tompkins, and I am so excited to be here with you with part two of our four-part series of Faith Over Fear. And in this episode, we're discussing replacing fear with faith, having joy in the journey. If you didn't get a chance, go back and check out part one, where we talked about releasing fear and doubt. And we kind of talked about how our brains are meant to protect us. Therefore, we may have a tendency to have negative thoughts. But now let's talk about replacing that fear with faith and truly having joy in the journey. And in the previous episode, I talked about my own challenges with pregnancy loss and having an ectopic pregnancy or two. And I hope you got a chance to go check out Sarah Lauren Zini's episode or podcast, Rapid Response RN, and got to listen to my episode about ruptured ectopic pregnancies with Chanel Tompkins. But welcome. Welcome to part two of this series. And if you are not a subscriber already, then I encourage you to go ahead and click that subscribe button, regardless of where you're tuning in from, so that you will not miss another episode. And if you've been rocking with All One Nurse, then you'll know that on these episodes, we get back to the human side of healthcare through nursing interviews with other professionals, nursing professionals that share their nursing journey, their personal insights, which includes their motivation or their challenges that they may have faced throughout their educate nursing program, or rather it's through their career, but somewhere along the lines of their nursing journey. And then we get into patient perspective, whether it is something that our guest talks about personally or patient perspective as they tend to care for patients and what that looks like. And then of course, we end with educational insights or their role as a nursing profession or as a healthcare professional and how it impacts others. But all of this is unpacked, whether it's their professional journey, personal insights, patient perspective, or educational insights, or their nursing role and what that really entails, whatever their thing is, whatever their specialty is. The whole goal is to pour back into new nurses and aspiring nurses, as well as those interested in that topic, anyone curious about healthcare, or you may be a patient that is experiencing something that you may have noticed on one of the episodes with one of our interviewees. Tune in. But I am so glad that you're here today. And let's just start with an opening prayer. I think it's always right that we can never go wrong with prayer, right? And so let's close our eyes if you are able to, and let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for every student preparing for exams, every graduate stepping into new beginnings, and every nurse facing challenges in their calling. Strengthen our faith, replace our fear with joy. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So there's finals, graduation, career transitions, that all of these things bring the unknown, right? There's so many unknowns. What job are you going to apply for? Boards, what does that look like? Taking NCLEX, as well as your next steps. And all these things, regardless of what you may be facing, it all brings this sense of fear. And one thing about fear that I find to be true is that fear distorts truth. But faith restores clarity. And if you think about fear, it a lot of times it's what we tell ourselves, that this may not work out, or this may not work out, or this is too hard, instead of telling ourselves that, hey, it will work out. I got this. Nothing is too hard for me, right? So today we choose faith. I want to share a personal moment to explain the makeup and the hair on this week's episode of All One Nurse. I had the pleasure of celebrating Dr. Samantha Calhoun, my previous nursing guest on the All One Nurse podcast, as she was honored as one of the 40 under 40 urban elite professionals in Memphis, Tennessee, by Cynthia Daniels and Company. That moment reminded me that celebration is an act of faith. It says, I believe joy belongs here, even in uncertain times. So let's talk about replacing fear with faith and letting joy be a part of our journey. So how do we replace fear with faith? I believe in having a strong foundation. And with a strong foundation, and that means just being grounded and having something to go back to, something of sustenance, something that's going to hold even when challenges come. For me, that's the Word of God. And so some scriptures that I want to share with you, or passages that I want to share with you, comes from the Holy Bible. And the first passage comes from James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, and it says this: consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And my next passage is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. And another good passage that I like to refer to when I'm dealing with fear and needing to replace fear with faith is Isaiah 55:11. And it states, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, says the Lord, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. How awesome is that? So that lets me know nothing or everything that the Lord has said will come to pass. And so how much more can I have joy in what His word says about my life and how He sees me and how He loves me so much that He wants good for me. And He knows, and His word says, that we are not exempt from the troubles of this world. So no matter what we go through, we're not the only person to experience that challenge or that trial, that loss. And so in that, how do we find joy in the moment? How do we find joy in the journey? So when I go back, so whenever I discuss my pregnancy losses, I chose to be joyful even while waiting. And what do I mean by that? So I have a question for you. What would you do differently today if you believed God was already preparing your breakthrough? Would you be fearful or would you be joyful? Going back to my experience that I explained about my ectopic pregnancies and pregnancy losses, yes, there was a lot of uncertainty, a lot of feelings of doubt, fear, and other things. But I also chose that God, if you brought me to it, you'll get me through it. And what I mean by that is, God, you're still bigger than my challenge. You're still bigger than what I am facing. And nothing that I go through is wasted. Nothing that you on the other end of this speaker, on the other end of this screen, nothing that you go through is wasted. Nothing. nothing. And we can allow it to either build us up or tear us down. And that's the same way with faith and fear. And that's why I said initially in this episode, we choose faith on today's episode instead of fear. So going back to my history with pregnancy losses, during that time, instead of being angry with the Facebook post of, you know, baby so-and-so coming, you know the post, or every coworker around you seemed to be pregnant while you're waiting, or you found out you were pregnant around the same time, and unfortunately, you experienced a miscarriage and they went on to have a successful pregnancy, right? For me, I knew that I didn't want to live in that. So by faith, I decided, hey, you're pregnant. Okay, let's pray over this pregnancy that you will healthy mom, healthy baby. Okay, when's the baby shower? I want to bless you because I'm believing God to do for me what he has done for you. And if I believe that you are going to bless me, if I believe that, hey, it is meant for me to have a child and that God, you can do the impossible, then let me go ahead and buy a onesie. Let me go ahead and buy a box of diapers. Let me go ahead and prepare as if God has already brought me through to the other side. And he says in Matthew 6:33, to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. For me, I took it as if, okay, God, if it's meant for me to have a child, you will give me a child. But let me stand firm in your word. Let me stand firm to the things that you have called me to do, and not to just put all my focus on that thing, because you are still God all by yourself, omnipresent, omnipotent, right? And so to know that God is so much bigger than my challenges, than what my situation, then it's like, okay, let me continue to seek the Lord and his righteousness. And if it's meant for me to have a child, then ultimately he's going to bless me with children, which he did. Thank you, Lord. But if he didn't, then I had to trust that he was going to condition my heart to start focusing on something different. Either way, he's going to meet my heart's desire when I seek him, when I lean on him, when I depend on him. So yes, I chose to still have joy. Now, am I saying I didn't cry? I didn't have this numbness during those times, or felt some type of way when I had to go to the clinic every other day to get blood work done while watching other pregnant women sit around the OB clinic? No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, as the dust settled, as time went on, I still had to prepare as if God was still in control, so that I could have peace, so that I could have joy that no circumstance can take away from me, because it is something that is God-given. God-given. So in your exams, clinicals, and financial stress, just know that these things will test your perseverance, and know that faith means studying as if you've already succeeded, instead of being anxious, instead of being worried that, hey, I'm not going to get this, because now you're consuming most of your time, most of your thoughts with anxiety, worry, stress. Hey, let me have faith that I've already passed this test. Therefore, I can move with clarity and do the practical things that's needed to study for this test. Rest however you like to study. Make the index cards, watch the videos, go through your notes, rewrite your notes. But now you have the capacity to read the information and take in what you can, even if it's memorizing, Take in what you can so that you can be more successful on the test, because you have faith that you've already passed this test, that, hey, God, you got me. So let me do the work. Now, one thing that I do not like to do is get caught up in politics. But to have a nursing podcast and to not address the elephant in the room would not do any of us any justice. And so with the U.S. Department of Education recently announcing that nursing degrees will no longer be classified as professional degrees, limiting graduate loan access, this is an impact because nurses pursuing advanced practice, education, or leadership may face reduced funding. But I want to encourage everyone that listens in to this podcast in this episode at this moment. This decision does not define your worth or your calling. Replace fear of limitation with faith in God's provision. No one gets to dictate your identity as a nurse or your ability to serve. So when that came across my news feed, my timeline on the different social media platforms, one thing I've learned about news in general and how it's presented, no matter how true, I know who my God is. I know who I am. So to say that I'm not a professional, and we don't have to go back to COVID when everyone needed a nurse, I know who I am. It is beyond me to even argue about it. So have faith that and believe that no one gets to dictate your identity. Now, got some questions for you. If you truly believed God was preparing something ahead of you, how would your actions today reflect that confidence, even when the outcome feels unclear? Here's another question. What fear are you holding on to that you can replace with faith this season? And then the last question, how can you celebrate others, just like celebrating Dr. Sam, even while waiting for your own breakthrough? And we may not be talking about titles. We might not be talking about awards. In my case, it was having a successful pregnancy with my husband who had no children. For you, it may be simply passing NCLEX. It may be passing this semester of your nursing program. But how can you still celebrate others even while waiting for your own breakthrough? Being mindful, and I want you to be mindful, and we have to be mindful that comparison is a thief. It robs us of our joy and our ability to be present in the gifts that God has given us or bestowed upon us in each day. Again, the things that we take for granted, waking up in our right minds, having the activity of our limbs, being able to get up, put clothes on our back, food in our mouths, having the ability to go prepare food, have food to eat, transportation, the things that we take for granted, the people that God has already put in our lives, like the things that we take for granted, because no matter what you may see with someone else, you don't know what it's like to walk in their shoes. You don't know their trials. You don't know their challenges. You don't know their temptations. You don't know their vices. No matter the highlight reel, you don't know. And we're all human. And when you're trying to achieve something, find joy in your journey, choosing faith over fear. A good example or something that I want to point out, you know, you could have two patients with the same terminal diagnosis, meaning, for example, they may both have the same stage of cancer, and it may be terminal, meaning that it is something that will cause them to pass on. But those same two patients may have two different perspectives. One is angry, and the other one still operates from a space of gratitude, still full of life spiritually. And there is one thing that is true about both patients. They both have the choice to be angry or to be grateful, to have a heart of stone or to have a heart of flesh. It's not easy to navigate challenges, no matter how big or small. But having a strong foundation to keep us makes all the difference. We must embrace what we can change and give to God what we cannot change. And for those things that we have no control over, God is still God all by himself. And we can have faith that God can change every situation and every heart. So as we continue on in this holiday season, let it remind you of God's promises, of God's fulfilled promise in Christ, that faith is believing before seeing, like the shepherds did, trusting the angel's word before seeing the Savior. And let faith carry you through uncertainty to celebrate despite the challenges you may be facing. Finding joy in community, not being afraid to identify your support system and lean on them. Let joy be your act of faith and allow God to provide you the practical and spiritual steps we need to take during uncertainty to prepare as if whatever it is already done, even when the outcome is not what we expected. Because again, he says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So for my nursing students, seek God first in the stress of exams and boards, trusting he will provide clarity and success. And don't be afraid to get the tutor if you need the tutor. Like, go ahead and prepare. There is no shame and needing additional help, because ultimately, like Brianna says in her interview on All One Nurse podcast, on the podcast, do you really want it? The question is, do you really want to be a nurse? And if that is a yes, then you do what needs to be done to do that, to identify your support system and lean on them, to get the help from tutors, to get the counseling, to sit in with the extra study time, the extra lab time, while others may be parading and saying that they have XYZ in the class. It does not matter. The goal is, do you want it? And if you want it bad enough, hey, keep working towards it and trusting God to guide you. Now, for my nurses facing DOE challenges, Department of Education challenges, seek God and his righteousness, knowing your worth is not defined by policy, but by who God has called you to be. You are a nursing professional. No one can take that away. And if it is meant for you, then continue forth in your education as if it has already come to pass. Because when God gives you a vision, nobody can take that vision away from you. And he will provide everything that you need. And I've seen this time after time again with myself, even the faith walk of starting the podcast. I was scared to reach out to my first nurse speaker, Dr. Ashante Coleman. But when I made that first step and I called her, it's like gates had opened up, because not only did she agree, not only was she already in agreement to record with me, take a risk of being on my podcast that I'm just starting at the time, but she also provided me other contacts to reach out and interview. So all I had to do was take the leap of faith to make that first phone call. And it's like God has just been providing the rest each time. And it's not only with the podcast. It has been time after time after time in my life. And even leading up to Dr. Samantha Calhoun's celebration, God is very strategic And it just blows my mind how he has connected me with wonderful individuals along the way as I have continued to be consistent in the nursing podcast space, mentorship space, and so forth. So I pray that you seek his kingdom. I pray that we all can seek the Lord's kingdom in gratitude and celebration and watch him add joy, even in waiting and whatever it is that we are waiting on, and replacing our fear with faith. So let me close you off with a prayer as I wrap up this week's episode of Faith Over Fear. Lord, today we replace fear with faith. Help us to act with confidence, to persevere with joy, and to trust your word. Thank you for the nurses, the students, and leaders who continue to serve despite challenges. May we walk boldly, knowing our identity is secure in you. May we find joy in the journey, even when we're facing challenges and trials and tribulations. Shine your face upon us, guide us, protect us, give us the wisdom and discernment to move forward in whatever it is that you have called us to do. May we all go into this holiday season releasing fear and doubt and replacing fear with faith. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay. Now, as I wrap up this episode of the All One Nurse podcast, be sure to find All One Nurse on any of your favorite social media platforms. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, and if you've enjoyed this episode, then feel free to leave a positive 5-star review, because your review will allow others to find the All One Nurse podcast. And we just greatly appreciate it in advance. I pray this episode reminded you that no one gets to dictate your worth or your calling, and your identity is secure in Christ. And we're just getting started. In the next episodes, part 3, we're going to be talking about receiving grace, and that is unearned, undeserved favor, right? You don't have to do anything to receive it. And so we're going to talk about embracing grace and receiving grace and what that looks like. And then part 4, we're going to finish up with refocusing on our assignments, because, hey, every now and again, we got to step back and reflect and say, okay, where am I at? Where am I trying to go? How am I getting there? And making sure that we're climbing the right ladder. Right? Okay. As far as interviews go, we have some powerful conversations coming up with nurses and leaders like Bria Burley, Asia Codwell, and others who are walking boldly in faith and purpose. I must say, I do understand that everybody's walk is different, and I still welcome the impact that is provided in a positive way, in a positive light. And I want each story to challenge us to see fear differently and embrace joy in the journey. I also want to invite you into something special, our All One Nurse Mentorship Program that is launching this January of 2026. Seats are limited, and this is your chance to connect with a community of nurses who are ready to grow in confidence, faith, and leadership. Now, you can sign up today through our Linktree or directly on the All One Nurse website landing page. Don't wait. Secure your spot and step into the mentorship you've been praying for. It is definitely meant for new nurses and nursing students to help you grow personally and professionally. Now, until next time, remember, faith is not just believing for the future, it's choosing joy right now. I'll see you in part 3 of Faith Over Fear, Receiving God's Grace. Until next time, let your light shine. Bye.